Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
We are on AM 950, Sundays at 2 p.m. and all podcast platforms. So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
I'm curious about what's going on behind the scenes.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Today's recording, our studio time today has been wild.
It has been. Even Patrick was just like, this is not my day. And I'm like, dude, we're totally right there with you. Adventures in broadcasting, right?
Adventures. But here's the deal. Our commitment is, as we said, that we're going to have conversations that do spark something in you, whether it's us being silly or serious or something.
Or shurish.
Or shurish.
Shurish.
Okay. This is amazing.
Now I'm Melissa laughing, so now we're good. Okay.
So those who are keeping track.
We look like sisters if you look at that. Oh, my gosh. Okay, sorry.
You guys do, actually.
Brian's trying to focus.
No, we're
and
not.
I'm acting like a squirrel.
I was trying to make fun of myself, Kelly.
Okay, that's cool.
But that's okay.
I still
we
love you.
Come back to it.
No.
Who's with us today?
I'm not telling you. It's a secret.
Okay. Fine. It's not just me that this is against. This is our whole audience now.
We have, okay, I'm going to be official here, and I think I might actually be able to say your name right. This is Melissa. Do you go by Melissa Jolly? Melissa Jolly Graves? Like,
yeah.
What's, do you go the all three?
Do you yeah, just, I like, do.
I, you do.
I absolutely do.
I love it. Like, rock on. Okay, so it's Melissa Jolly Graves. She is an author, a teacher, a seeker, an energy worker, a lover of science and crystals. I made that up all by myself, so sorry, it's not your official bio.
It's official.
It is official.
Yeah.
Put it on a business card. Print it. Let's do it.
Boom.
Welcome to our show. Oh, we're coming in hot. Do you feel the energy coming in? Like,
oh, yeah.
There's like, it's like, Brian can feel it. Brian, where are you?
We're on a merry-go-round. I'm where I always am, Kelly. Have you never looked at me ever?
No.
We have recorded 50 shows, and I have been sitting in this seat with this background.
Yeah, you have. Well, actually, someone the other day asked me, and I was like, he's on the East Coast. I think he's in, like, the Boston area, but maybe he's not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Brian's in the Boston area, everybody.
Snowy wonderland here. So, Melissa,
back to our guest.
We are going to begin with most important to us is that as a result of someone listening to our silly show, they actually have the very strong will and action to get in touch with you, to reach out, to go to your website, to book in some time with you, to connect with you. And we get that you're an amazing healer, practitioner, teacher, energy worker. But how did that all start? What we love asking the question, if you reflect back on your life, was there an experience at 5 or 10 or 15?
No, she came out of the womb. It just came out. It just erupted.
Conscious at zero. Okay, so I want to hear that story. Go for it. Tell us that.
Yeah, so I was actually born a seer and intuitive. And it was quite distracting, actually, growing up. I would see different auras. I see dead people.
No, you don't.
I see angels, not in the way that is the two wings and the pretty faces. They're a little bit different in my world or the way that I see them. I would see demons in the way of manifestation of icky emotions that people didn't want to face or didn't set well with their souls. And so their greatest fears would get into these little entities that would stand on the side of them, and that's what I would call demons. So growing up, it was a lot of going through different testing. They thought maybe I had autism or bipolar, schizophrenia, really anything that that they could to lots of different things that they really tested me for. And at the end of the day, they couldn't find anything. I would tell the counselors or the testers what was going on in their life. I would say the people that died in their life. I would let them know, hey, Aunt Betsy, who died, said, have your mom check the attic for the things she's been looking for. And they really couldn't prove me wrong. However, it was distracting. A lot of times I was in the other dimension. I would be walking and suddenly angels would appear and it might be stairs in front of me. I would just continue to walk like there weren't stairs and I'd fall down them. Bells in the class would ring and I would stay seated. And so I did have to get medicated. And I was in special ed until about seventh grade, at which point they found the right medication. I shut down until 33, and then the visions and stuff started coming back at with my husband's dead mother. And she started talking to me, and since then, it has just been an open door that I haven't been able to close. At some point, I just decided, you know what? If I'm crazy, so be it. But if I'm not, I'm going to rock this world, and I'm going to tell them things that they don't even know and explain things in ways that science, religion, and spirituality would all come together and embrace each other to have that bridge. And that's been my mission, and that's been what I've been working on since. And I have yet to have people prove me wrong on a lot of my theories. And thus, that's my big book that I'm working on called Prove Me Wrong, that embraces all of the science. Religion and spirituality, amongst other subjects, together.
But you're also just not curious with it. You have a nursing background,
yeah.
I'm curious, and I have a lot of gifts and abilities, but I haven't gone to school for a lot of what I'm either downloaded or just a part of. I'm a part of. You have the training.
Yeah.
And having that science background along with the intuition is just powerful.
Huge. Yeah. Huge. It's been a great leader for me. I was actually one of 30 across the United States to be chosen as a mastermind to teach at Harvard faculty. And it was based on the symposium that Plato actually had, and it was the symposium for holistic arts. That was where I really had to pull myself together to say, whoa, I'm talking to these quantum physicists, these metaphysical scientists. I need to bring it. And I did, and they were shocked. I also was to learn their knowledge that they had to share. They explained a lot of the verbiage that I didn't have. I could explain the visions, but I didn't know the quantum mechanics behind it. I didn't know algorithms. I didn't know things like trap codes. And so I've just been learning along the way, just sharing my experiences and talking to a lot of different people and doing different seminars.
What's it like walking into Harvard knowing that you're going to be speaking? Because I've been to Harvard and it was cool, but I went as a tourist and, we went to Cheers, the bar, ahead of time. And then I rubbed I forget what statue, but there's the statues that you're supposed to rub. And we were just like there as tourists. I remember thinking the University of Minnesota was a nicer campus than Harvard. So like there's that. But you're walking in as a thought leader.
Yeah.
From the outside coming in. I see you walking into the auditorium or where you're supposed to. And what's that feel like?
Overwhelming.
Okay.
And unreal.
Yeah.
People like us, we don't get these opportunities,
no, we don't.
Right? And so
we get my perception, we get it, my experience, right? Not yours.
Yeah. I must have called Harvard over about 20 different times to say, is this real? Is this real? This is real. This email, these letters, they're all real, right? I kept thinking it was a joke up until the point I got in there and saw my name on a little name tag.
can you walk us through, because it happened too fast for me to get it, how did that opportunity occur? How did that happen?
So there was a gentleman, Steve, who wanted to kind of push the boundaries outside of the perimeters of education that they were teaching over at Harvard. So I am unsure how they picked all the people, other than knowing specifically it was a computer algorithm that had looked, and it was based on what we had researched, what we had put out on the internet kind of as a whole, and I was found that way. Got an email that said, hey, do you want to come be part of this? We're selecting 30 of you, 13 of you get to speak, and we want you to speak. And it was just overwhelming. I'm not going to lie. I kind of cried. I thought, there's no way. I researched all over the place to see, is this real? And called them and said, what's this about? And they said, we're specifically looking for people that are in the holistic arts, and we want to broaden our knowledge and share and network with each other so that all of us can expand. So it was a great experience. They fed us there, and we had catered lunches, and even got to go out to dinner together. And so it was awesome really networking with all of those amazing people. One of the scientists could actually transfer DNA through a water in a laser light that he had. And I thought that was really cool to see the upcoming things that are happening now, where we don't have to break down the flowers and you can just shine on that light and get your DNA and your essence in a water bottle if you needed to. So,
what was the most surprising takeaway from that adventure? Because I feel like there's a good one.
Honestly, I came out going, dang, I'm smarter than I thought I was. That was really it, just going, I did it. I don't know how I did it, but I did it. Okay. And that was my motivation to be like, all right, I got to do this. And that's how we opened up our own science lab. And we went forth and got the knowledge that we needed so that we can start being these, we can have our own test subjects. We can lead our own science. We can prove our own theories. And it's been wonderful and great opportunity.
You have your own science lab at Euphoric Source in Cambridge, Minnesota. Tell us about your lab. I've been there, and it's like...
Wait, hold on.
I'm sorry.
For people who know Boston and Harvard, Harvard is in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and you now have your own lab in Cambridge, Minnesota?
Correct.
Okay, oh, I didn't even put those together!
Just wanted to make sure that everyone who was following along got that.
Nice job, Brian.
Yeah.
I'm also I'm glad that you admitted that you spent a lot of time validating that email was real, because nobody gets contacted by Harvard.
Right.
I mean, the only way you get contacted by Harvard is if you have put in an application, and that response is usually
a rejection letter.
No. Yeah, no. Like, you're one of, I mean, the stat on that interaction is so small. I would love to know what that stat is. Harvard University comes up with this idea, and they reach out to 30 people on planet Earth, and then they choose 13 of those 30 people to actually talk. It's
you've blown Brian's
no
mind.
Words.
We've lost him.
Yeah. The mind is blown.
They got a lot going on there. I know the group before us were all neuroscientists, so I would have loved to sit into that one.
Can I just sit in the back row?
Brains. Right?
You would be too distracting, Kelly. You are not allowed.
No, I would be.
Shouting, telling everyone what pictures were going on.
Yeah, I know. They'd have to muzzle me for that day.
They don't even let us bring guests,
Remove
though.
That woman. Okay, back to the lab in Cambridge, Minnesota.
Correct.
Actually, I have a question. Oh, sorry.
No, yeah. So you go ahead. Not. I was like, we have two minutes left.
You can lead into it. You'll be able to answer that question, and then this will come after. And that is, do you have something you're seeking in your own directed research? Is there something you're looking to quantify, qualify? Is it one thing? Is it many things? Do you not know what it is yet?
At the basis, it's two things. One, I want to prove the science behind energetic healing. I do have another documentary going on also that we showcase telepathy, and we're working with scientists like Dr. Powell. We are working with a few other scientists, and like I said, Kai Dickens on that, working with autistic people. So the two documentaries that I'm working on, I would like to prove the science behind consciousness and energetic work as well as telepathy. My overall goal is to prove that Creator exists, to prove that God is alive, that science has already proved it, and we have just not informed people the correct way as far as pointing out that our source, our Creator, our God, however you want to put it, does exist, and it comes from one finite point that expands into many branches and many avenues that people engage with in their everyday living. And to prove that is going to be my ultimate goal, but we're first starting out with the science behind energetic work, telepathy, and consciousness.
Those are baby steps.
segment one, we're in the lab proving with no uncertainty what God is. Okay,
this is why she was at Harvard, guys. Oh my gosh, I don't even know what to do here.
If you don't come back for segment two, I don't know.
You're an idiot. No, I'm just kidding.
We'll be right back. This is the Being Curious Show. Brian and Kelly, see you soon.
Discover Strains of the Earth, your go-to destination for all things holistic. This family-owned dispensary in Jordan and Carver offers a curated collection of high-quality THC products such as seltzers, edibles, tinctures, and more. Our knowledgeable staff members can guide you with expert recommendations and responsible usage tips. Explore the selection at strainsoftheearth.com and enjoy convenient delivery right to your home. Strains of the Earth, saving the world with cannabis.
Are you ready to dive into a world of exploration, enlightenment, and higher consciousness? The Edge Magazine media platform is your ultimate one-stop shop for all things curious. They're a vibrant community of seekers and teachers passionate about sharing their gifts and abilities to help the collective explore, develop, and understand their journey towards higher consciousness. EdgeMagazine.net receives over 13,000 viewers each month, boasting unique articles, enlightening forecasts, and insightful book reviews. Over 16,000 copies of the Edge Magazine are printed every other month and distributed to over 600 locations across the Midwest. Experience a world of opportunities with Edge Magazine. Unleash exposure through enticing print and online ads, Edge Partner Directory membership, and community calendar listings. Share your expertise in radio and multimedia interviews, connecting with their diverse community. Join their vibrant events, connect with like-minded individuals, and share your gifts here, there, and everywhere. That's edgemagazine.net.
Can you harm yourself using energy medicine? The answer is yes. Gail Lynn, the creator of the Harmonic Egg products for commercial and home use, has been involved in the field of energy medicine for the past 15 years. In her experience, Gail has witnessed cases where people have faced negative consequences due to improper use of energy medicine. Some individuals did not allow the sessions to integrate properly or expose their bodies to beneficial energies for extended periods, leading to harmful effects. This can cause the body to go into defense, flight, or fight mode, creating confusion within the body despite the positive nature of the energy. There's also the potential risk of hiring a wounded healer who may unintentionally hurt their clients. For these reasons and more, she's committed to educating people around the safe and appropriate use of energy medicine. For those interested in learning more, Gail provides videos, articles, books, and other resources at harmonicegg.com. Contact her directly at info@harmonicegg.com to find out more about safe and effective energy healing products and services. SOS Holistic Healing Center, Minot's finest crystal store, and so much more. Come in and feel the amazing holistic well-being energy at Minot's SOS Holistic Healing Center, located at 420 20th Avenue Southeast, Suite 2 in Minot, North Dakota. We're your source for all things metaphysical and holistic. Here you'll find a large array of treasures, including crystals, oracle and tarot cards, handcrafted jewelry, essential oils, sage and incense, herbal teas and candles, singing bowls, tuning forks, natural soaps, healthcare products, and so much more. We're open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 11 to 4. And one Saturday each month, you can experience Practitioner's Day, where we may include energy healing sessions, card readings, intuitive and psychic readings, and more. We also host special events in our large gathering room and hold monthly meetings with like-minded people. Stop in and see what resonates with you. Embark on a journey of holistic and spirituality with SOS Holistic Healing Center, where harmony and discovery unite. Visit us today and embrace the magic that awaits.
Welcome back for those watching on Facebook Live, everyone started doing some surfer vibes. For everyone listening, just know that
there were surfer vibes
as we're talking.
Right in the way.
Welcome back. We're here with Melissa. We're is it fair to say we've gone deep? I mean, I don't even know what to say.
We just touched the surface.
Yeah, we just scratched it.
We just touched
it.
The surface. Okay. Yeah. So,
Brian, now that you have two squirrels in the studio, right? Poor Patrick's like scared that we're going to start channeling. You just guide us. Where are we going next, my friend?
Here's where I would love to go next. For the practical folks out there listening that just heard
There's
what
no
you
practical
said,
folks listening to this show.
I want there to be so bad so that I want the challengers. I would love to like fill the comments with people going, oh my God, there's no way. That's impossible. Blah, 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 blah. Because what a better way, if everyone just agrees with you, Melissa, what's the point, right?
I would dislike life. I live on challenges. Like,
yeah, there we go.
My whole life has been a challenge. Why stop now?
For all those people who have a million question marks in their mind right now.
Because they're
there. Talk about how you're actually going to go about this.
Oh, this is simple, actually. So the science behind energetic work, the science behind telepathy can actually be measured by different parts of the body and the body's responses. So if you are coming into Euphoric Source and we're using you as a scientific subject, you would come in, fill out a lot of paperwork, tell us where your pain is, what your emotions are, and we have about 200 different emotions they go through and they circle. They check into their body. Then we do full weight, vital signs, EKG, brain scanning. We collect the DNA so that we can see the change in the proteins, the change in the different strands. We do the mouse swaps. Mouse swabs, we can see the bacteria. We take thermal imaging of them before and after. We also do blood samples. We do put them through the centrifuges so that we can see the difference in the blood before and after the sessions. Our client or our subjects do wear the brain scans during the healing sessions, as well as so does the healer. And what we're finding is that their brain waves are actually linking up, and it's pretty exciting to see that. We're also taking pictures of the iris. The iris does change before and after healings. So we're collecting as much data as we can, digital lux, checking the light, EMF, checking the electronic emissions and the electro emissions that are coming off of them. And we're putting the before and after together to see where the change is. And that's where we can actually do the study to show the science behind energetic work, telepathy. We are working with them. We'll sit in different rooms, wear brain scanners, and as one of the scientists are asking one of us subjects a question, the other one will answer it, or we even do the cards where they might hold the card up with a black circle in one room to see if we can read it from another room, as well as a few other conscious tests that we are working on. Some which I cannot say at this point, but you will be able to see that in the movie Signal that'll be coming out hopefully the end of this year, if not next year, as well as our scientific work at Euphoric Source that will be seen this year in the documentary. As far as proving God exists, that one's a little bit deeper, and that one is actually just kind of pointing out the similar facts between all different subjects, all religions, and, I'm talking family dynamics versus atoms versus video games or how Blu-rays are made, and just taking all of the information and saying, what is the unchanged energy throughout all of these subjects, all of these religions, all of these lifestyles that we're living, and let's pinpoint it to get down to the basic. And what you'll see when you do that is checking out the similarities, what you're going to find is you're going to find the truth. And once you start to look at that and really dissect everything, it's really laid out plain and clear. You know, I studied 504 different religions, and 106 of them, there are words that are completely unchanged, that are the exact same words presented the exact same way in 106 religions. And I fail to believe that if it is that congruent through all of these different religions or all of these different subjects, that we can't say there is truth to all of this, and we can actually come down to a concept of what is our creation and how does all of the creation start.
I got nothing on that one, Brian. You just go.
I mean, that was actually, I think, one of the most clear and beautiful explanations of life.
Yeah.
God energy that I've ever heard, and it's been a lifetime study for myself as well. And what really came through to me was your clarity around what that highest element, what that highest thing is common to everything. That's what makes it of the highest. That's what makes it of the highest source, mm-hmm. is that it is in everything.
Yeah, the finite points.
And I think that's to focus on that and qualify and quantify it would actually enable, maybe for the first time ever, at least on a grand scale, for people to start breaking down all of these barriers and disassociations and blocks that are put up with religion, with society, community, you know, countries, all of these different things that say, this is a group or this is a thing and it's separate. And it's your work is saying, okay, that's fine. We can have differences, but what makes us all closer to God is that we have this common energetic source. You're going to discover the right wording for that. Maybe you have it already, but that's what I really got when you shared that beautiful explanation, was that. And I love it. It's awesome.
Yeah. No, you said it exactly right. That energetic source. And that's what it starts out from. One of my more profound moments was reading in all of these different religions when asked, you know, what God is, or Allah, or, you know, any of the highest members that you want to talk about, what are you, was asked. And in all of them, it said, I am male, I am female, I am the in, out, the light, the dark, the first to live, the last to die. I am that I am. I am the Alpha to Omega, which is all of the alphabets, A to Z. And when we configure all of these things into one thing, the only thing that I can think in the riddle that makes sense, like I said, in every aspect of life, is that it's energy, because energy can be the light and the dark, the in and the out. Once energy starts, so does life. Once energy ends, so does life. Being that I am and having all of the alphabetic words means that God in itself is everything. It is the microphone in front of me. It is the water. It is you, for it is. For it is, and that is because it is an energetic being. And once we learn how to utilize that for us or against us, I mean, you know, free will, whatever you want to do. But once we align ourselves to know that that is an energetic source, that's where the manifestation, that's where the magic, that's where the symbiotic relationship with ourself and the universe and the earth around us starts to begin, because then we have more of a concept of, well, it's everything. So then we engage with everything and we can learn from everything.
Well, and I, as you started to talk, the words in my mind, it kept saying, it is, and then you said it is, and I was like, wow, there it is. Yeah. And I was also remembering what came to me was it is, and then I remember this movie, The Life of Pi, and one of my favorite quotes ever he basically says it is in his own words, but then he says, what story do you prefer?
Mm-hmm. And it's exactly
and that. it's really, I think, again, that's the more, that's probably what these great leaders from before wanted to do, was just tell their version of the story, not to segregate people, but more to call out what story is aligned with you, what story attracts you. And I've always just loved that line. It's like, what story do you prefer? You might like a different story than I do. And I'm really getting that this is a huge part of your adventure in this lifetime, is to tell a story. And I have a feeling it's going to resonate with a lot of people.
Yeah, thank you. I hope so. And, you know, that's what it is. I mean, when I think of Creator, it's just Creator holding this big disco ball and it's shining its light out and all of these different rays of light are going out. That's what I perceive every person to be, is just a different perspective of that image of God reflecting on itself. And some are going to be on the darker side and some are going to be on the lighter side. But all of it is.
But if you think about the disco ball, it has all those little different mirrors, and the light can come in and the darkness can come in, and they like fractal and they do all these different beautiful things. And if each person is just one of the little panels on the disco ball, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you know, and that's what people fail to think, is they want to think that God is this like divine, sacred thing, and it is, don't get me wrong, but they fail to see the destructive side and to see that all things must come to an end for new things to start. And so they don't want to accept that part. And a lot of the anger, a lot of, you know, shame, guilt, those stem from Creator. So honor those, because when you can honor those and recognize, well, they're everywhere, then you're a little bit better with yourself and there's a little bit more give. And when we can just say, oh, it's just energy, I transmute it and transform it, it's not mine, and just simply say go and wave your hands in front of you, you let those actual quantum particles leave. And it's a beautiful release for anyone who needs some moment of peace or surrender.
Peace and surrender, huge. If only people had more of the tools and the presence to actually accept and take action on peace or surrender, because it's really in those moments, and this is why people, you know, have encouraged, promoted meditation throughout conscious human history, because it's in those moments where you can actually access the experience of peace. You can access the experience of surrender, because that's the magic. I mean, I love, so Kelly's magical Kelly. That's how I always, that's who she is in my life. And that's how you access those flow states. And actually, that would be a question for you. Have you already kind of defined flow? Do you see in the protein, in the blood, and we'll get into this more in segment three, but maybe just carry us out. Have you identified flow?
I mean, me personally, yes. And I can explain it to the best of my ability. I would bring flow down to, and to me, it sounds simple. It might not to you guys, but look out there. It's as simple as quantum mechanics, turning a wave into a particle, or and the two of them being able to make room for each other, I guess. Flow is just the ability to adapt to your environment, simply put.
Okay. I thought you were going to have like this like long, like, but no, you're like, simply put, here we go. Like,
what else do you need with that? I mean, that's flow. You think of water and it adapts to its environment. It goes around the things that tries to stop it. It makes way, you know, for new paths to exist. And yeah.
Oh my goodness. This is fun. Like, We need to have you in like once a month.
Well, what I love is that make perfect sense to you, but until we're going to jump into it in segment three. Is the music coming? Are we going out?
We just got it.
Give us a cue.
We'll be back.
Discover Strains of the Earth, your go-to destination for all things holistic. This family-owned dispensary in Jordan and Carver offers a curated collection of high-quality THC products such as seltzers, edibles, tinctures, and more. Our knowledgeable staff members can guide you with expert recommendations and responsible usage tips. Explore the selection at strainsoftheearth.com and enjoy convenient delivery right to your home. Strains of the Earth, saving the world with cannabis.
Are you ready to dive into a world of exploration, enlightenment, and higher consciousness? The Edge Magazine media platform is your ultimate one-stop shop for all things curious. They're a vibrant community of seekers and teachers passionate about sharing their gifts and abilities to help the collective explore, develop, and understand their journey towards higher consciousness. EdgeMagazine.net receives over 13,000 viewers each month, boasting unique articles, enlightening forecasts, and insightful book reviews. Over 16,000 copies of the Edge Magazine are printed every other month and distributed to over 600 locations across the Midwest. Experience a world of opportunities with Edge Magazine. Unleash exposure through enticing print and online ads, Edge Partner Directory membership, and community calendar listings. Share your expertise in radio and multimedia interviews, connecting with their diverse community. Join their vibrant events, connect with like-minded individuals, and share your gifts here, there, and everywhere. That's edgemagazine.net.
Can you harm yourself using energy medicine? The answer is yes. Gail Lynn, the creator of the Harmonic Egg products for commercial and home use, has been involved in the field of energy medicine for the past 15 years. In her experience, Gail has witnessed cases where people have faced negative consequences due to improper use of energy medicine. Some individuals did not allow the sessions to integrate properly or expose their bodies to beneficial energies for extended periods, leading to harmful effects. This can cause the body to go into defense, flight, or fight mode, creating confusion within the body despite the positive nature of the energy. There's also the potential risk of hiring a wounded healer who may unintentionally hurt their clients. For these reasons and more, she's committed to educating people around the safe and appropriate use of energy medicine. For those interested in learning more, Gail provides videos, articles, books, and other resources at harmonicegg.com. Contact her directly at info@harmonicegg.com to find out more about safe and effective energy healing products and services. SOS Holistic Healing Center, Minot's finest crystal store, and so much more. Come in and feel the amazing holistic well-being energy at Minot's SOS Holistic Healing Center, located at 420 20th Avenue Southeast, Suite 2 in Minot, North Dakota. We're your source for all things metaphysical and holistic. Here you'll find a large array of treasures, including crystals, oracle and tarot cards, handcrafted jewelry, essential oils, sage and incense, herbal teas and candles, singing bowls, tuning forks, natural soaps, healthcare products, and so much more. We're open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 11 to 4. And one Saturday each month, you can experience Practitioner's Day, where we may include energy healing sessions, card readings, intuitive and psychic readings, and more. We also host special events in our large gathering room and hold monthly meetings with like-minded people. Stop in and see what resonates with you. Embark on a journey of holistic and spirituality with SOS Holistic Healing Center, where harmony and discovery unite. Visit us today and embrace the magic that awaits.
Okay, everybody, we are back. Melissa Jelly Graves. I actually said it right. Like, holy cow. Like, it's not allowed. Something bad's going to happen.
It was three words, too.
It was three words. Like, oh, my gosh. We got DJ Patrick in the back, like, man in the realms. He's doing a great job. Okay, author, teacher, seeker, energy worker, rebel prophet. I didn't bring up rebel prophet. I think that's just fantastic. We have... why are we even saying Melissa? We're just the rebel prophets in today.
Exactly.
Okay, so you are an author. Let's give a little plug to our beautiful friends at Brave Healer Productions. And have you been in 2 books?
9.
There's the psychic in me. Okay, 9 books.
That wasn't even close.
No, I... 1 plus 2
you
plus
read 2 books, right?
7.
No, 100, actually.
It's like, right? Okay. So 9 books. So she's like a real author. Not just like, hey, I think I'm going to write a book, but like a real one.
All of them bestsellers. Woo woo.
Okay. So best-selling author. Like, right? And that's Laura DeFranco.
Correct.
Correct.
Yes.
Said her name right. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Okay, so I don't know. Do we
It was such a huge moment at the end of segment two, because Melissa basically said something that made perfect sense in her world, because she's very, 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 very smart. But then we got to kind of understand why that's a really perfect way of explaining flow. She said, adapt your environment. And even in my brain, I was like, what does that mean? But then you said, well, think about water. What does it do? It moves around things. It allows things to live within it. It does all that stuff. And then it hit me and it was like, okay, that is a perfect explanation. So I just wanted, I wanted to give you an opportunity to just give us a little more there, because I think that, you know, a lot of people promote, oh, my program, my this, my that will get you into a peak state or a flow state. But just flesh it out a bit more for us in terms of, again, how you would explain the process of getting there and then what it's like to be there.
I mean, I think we all do it in our life to a certain degree, and we're always adapting. You know, there's strangers walking around us, there's cars driving, there are children running around, there are spouses or friends or family calling or wanting to do something. And it is just finding the thing. I mean, flow in a nutshell, I keep saying in a nutshell, right? Or basic, simple. But it just always goes back to adapting to your environment, to looking at the environment when we're saying we're adapting to our environment, such as that water or that wind or that fire. Whatever is around it, it's going to become, or it's going to go around. It is going to find a way to survive. And that's what our energy does naturally, is that every human being is looking for a way to survive. Now, when we say we're in that flow state, I think that people more or less look at the state of living simple, living happy, living in peace. And that is simply, instead of using the word trauma, carrying lessons instead. So if something happens to you, you know, let's say that you're backing out at Walmart and somebody comes and they hit your car with a cart. Now you could get mad, you can stop the flow, you can be upset, and you can change your whole day and you can become the rock instead of the water. Or, you know, maybe that person hit you, you get out, nothing happened, and you change your state of mind. And maybe in my mind, I might say something like, oh, I just ran into Spider-Man, and he was in a hurry, and he's going to go save the world. And so now I get into my car, and I'm in a happy state. So I changed the flow because I adapted to my environment rather than having my environment stop me from moving forward. And we can just do that by a simple change of perspective. You know, peace, anger, all of those things, they're a choice that we have to make. It's not something that just happens to us. We have to find ways to feel those ways. And if we're looking to hang on to something, we're not flowing. If we're just going with the rhythm, then we're in a flow state.
So that's a really interesting example that I think a lot of people can relate to for obvious reasons. You brought up this survival state before, and my brain went to, okay, survival is the baseline. Mm-hmm. You know, our bodies are engineered to survive. That's what they want to do. And maybe flow is kind of switching the gear from survival to thrive. And, you know, that example that you just gave, it's like, okay, a survival tactic there would be, I have to survive. I have to get home to my kids. I'm upset. I'm going to yell at that person. I survived and got through it. Whereas the thrive state would be what you said, where, you know, you put it in park, you actually have a conscious moment, you step outside and you say, oh my gosh, what happened? Did I back up into you? Was that my fault? And that person maybe says, no, that was completely my fault. I sincerely apologize. Here's my card. Here's my insurance information. And you move on, right? That would be a thrive mm-hmm. state situation. That would be a flow situation. And a lot of people refer to flow within athletics, at least maybe that's my kind of world. And your point actually works perfect when it comes to playing a sport like basketball. The best players on planet Earth who are in flow are adapting to their environment at such a high level that they're ahead of the entire game. That's how well they're adapting to their environment. And so I just, again, love that explanation. And I really want people to hear this and to elevate even beyond this conversation. So talk about what is available or what's the opportunity for people to get to know you more. I know you have a website. Talk about how people can get more connected with you.
Ooh, a few ways. So I have a few podcasts. One that Kelly just brought up. I'm starting up The Rebel Prophet. So The Rebel Prophet goes against society, but says the words of creator. And so it's a little kind of push on that. We also have Let's Be Now, where I work with some autistic, non-speaking, but they're can type adults on Let's Be Now, BBEE. You can find me there. Euphoric Source. You can get on the documentary, get on as one of our subjects. The services right now are free. All we need is your blood, your DNA, your EKGs, and brain scans. But other than that, I mean, no cost, nothing at all. And then you also can get a hold of us. Kelly and I actually have a festival coming up here, Divine Spirits Wonderland, in August 17th through the 20th. You can find us at divinespiritswonderland.com, and we got lots of activities to let you be curious, really.
Yeah. So let's dive a little deeper into Divine Spirits Wonderland, because it's an experience. And and in our last call as a group in a planning committee, I let everyone know this was my first time camping in, I don't even know, since remembering. And I've never been to a festival before. So this is going to be an experience, right?
It is.
So it is going to be in northern Minnesota.
Yeah, Wabon, Minnesota.
Tell us, because it's sacred land.
Yeah.
Tell us about... Just draw the picture. Like, what does this weekend look like? It's August 17th through the 20th. And just go for it.
Okay. This was a vision that I had. Actually, it was a vision for many of us. Some people are still coming forward. And Divine Spirits Wonderland is a festival, to put it in a box or to... The simplest terms I can make it is I'm telling people this is a festival that we're putting on for the gods and the ancestors, spirits, and the land, and people get to witness it. So we're bringing the best of the best, the people that we have actually sought out that have proven without a doubt that their spirit is in it, that they have sacred energy that they have to hold, that they are worthy of being in front of the different gods or the ancestors to ignite their energy so that they can see how beautiful humanity is. But we have yoga, meditation, workshops, art installations. We have several different tents and activities that are engaging for community members to come together and to acknowledge, learn, and unite with one another. We have musicians. This is all going on White Earth Reservation. Pure Bliss Ranch specifically is where we're going to be doing that. All people will be coming in. They will be saged in. We're going to have, goodness gracious, we have
there's different like ceremony on every single level, right?
Yeah.
You put an APB out. She put a little notice out on social media for musicians, and within like an hour you had like 106 or more musicians that just want to be a part of the day.
Yeah.
Tell me about the organization that's going to help us with food, because I was just fascinated. I'd never heard of it before, and I want to give them a little call out.
Om Kitchen. So the Om Kitchen, for anyone that maybe knows the festival scene, this is a nonprofit organization where they grow their food. They also take donations, and they go festival to festival or different places, and they just feed people. They just want to feed you. No money. They just want to love you. They want to make sure you're nourished. You have a safe place to go. You have a family to sit with. Maybe if you came alone, and they're just going to be helping with the nourishment. Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
My husband's like, you're really going to do this? And I'm like, yeah, we're going to do this. This is going to be fun. And there's no glamping. This is like, this is real. This is going to be, Brian, oh my gosh, you're going to see me. I like, the adventures of Kelly is going to be just fantastic.
I so want to go. I hope I'm there with you.
Okay, you need to come.
Yeah, come. Okay.
Like, I'm this whole time that, you know, you're sharing about this, I'm going,
you are getting kind of excited.
Let's go all out.
Yeah.
Let's really, this is such an important event. And I just love the ceremony of it, getting saged in. As soon as you said that, I was like, rock and roll.
Yeah.
Like, let's do it.
Yeah. A lot of festival grounds don't protect their people. They come and they just get a high on spirit or their mind or each other or drugs or drinking. And we want to make sure that everybody that comes through, they come through a tunnel and they get that sage to say, leave everything outside the parking lot and come through the grounds. Everything is gridded out. We have peacemakers that walk around the grounds to make sure everybody's okay. Everything has been thought about. Everything has been held sacred. And we have a lot of transformational festivals. We're bringing it a little bit higher by we're going a transcendent festival. So transformational means you're transforming. Transcendent means you're taking it to the next level, going outside the limits of your physical body. So yeah,
we have
so
no
music last time, early this time. We love it.
It's all good.
Live.
And actually, while you were saying that, I saw you like lighting up, like whoop, and then going down. So like that was, and you know, Patrick agrees. So it's all good.
I guess. Thanks, Patrick.
Yeah. Just really quick. So I'm just feeling energetically. Someone's listening to this and they're going, I want to be involved. So I know your website is euphoricsource.com.
Yeah.
Euphoricsource.com. Is the best way to get in touch with you just the contact us button on your website? Or like really be as simple and in a nutshell, how do people get in touch with you? How do people contribute? How do people get more
support? Yeah, be curious.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your email address? How about a good one for that?
euphoricsource.yahoo.
There we go.
Boom. Or yeah, the contact.
Yahoo.com. There we go.
On the contact page on the website, that works.
All right, Kelly, how much time do we have?
We have 41 seconds, so we are like wrapping it up.
Quick, in a nutshell, insight, go. What do you want to leave everyone with?
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Snapshot.
Oh, okay, I got this.
Go for it.
Be you. That's it. Like, just be you.
And let it flow.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're you, you're living your best life. Trust me, you'll love yourself once you allow yourself to be yourself.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay, this was a good one. Melissa Jelly Graves, Euphoric Source, Kelly and Brian and Kelly, Being Curious on AM 950. You guys, we're so blessed for you. And thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon.